I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. As the Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to circulate around the world, it becomes increasingly clear it poses a threat to more than just the global health. Governments everywhere, even here in New Zealand, are using the crisis to expand their power and trample individual liberty. Well, as 2021 draws to an end, governments are increasingly dividing the world into two camps, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. We are seeing that situation happening here as our political parties, regardless of colour, look to divide this nation into the haves and have-nots. Throughout the world, society is singling out the unvaccinated for punishment. Those refusing the COVID vaccines face potential loss of jobs, healthcare, freedom of movement, and liberty in general. Those who support vaccine mandates and vaccine passports now want to ostracise the unvaccinated from society. We see in New Zealand where the government is applying pressure to force the unvaccinated into compliance. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, it should. The Book of Revelation describes a similar system whereby the people of the world are forced to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead. Refusing to comply means you'll be unable to buy or sell. You'll effectively be cut off from society. The answer to the question, though, is no. COVID vaccines are not the mark of the beast written about in the Book of Revelation. The scriptures make it clear accepting the mark of the beast involves a conscious decision to give one's allegiance to the Antichrist. No one will accept it by mistake. Nevertheless, vaccine mandates and passports create a social system enabling the mark of the beast to happen. While I don't believe the current COVID vaccines are the actual mark of the beast, vaccine mandates and vaccine passports impose a social system identical to the one imposed by the mark of the beast. How? By blacklisting from society anyone who refuses to accept the vaccine. In pushing vaccine mandates and passports, the world is paving the way for the rise of the Antichrist and the implementation of the mark of the beast. Whether or not you accept a COVID vaccine is a personal choice. Feel free to take it or not to take it. That's up to you, but I support your choice either way. But if you support coercive vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, you're complicit in establishing the infrastructure and the precedent for the Mark of the Beast system. To be clear, the current COVID vaccines are not the Mark of the Beast. If you're vaccinated, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're unvaccinated, there's nothing wrong with that either. Whether or not you're vaccinated or unvaccinated does nothing to establish the Mark of the Beast system. However, vaccine mandates and vaccine passports do. They create the very foundation of the Mark of the Beast system. Every Christian should oppose vaccine mandates and vaccine passports because supporting them is the same as supporting the Mark of the Beast system. In practice, they're one and the same. So, if you accept the idea of government has the rightful power to inject a substance into someone against their will or pressure them to submit, then the government power has no limit. Unfortunately, too many people believe the government does hold this power, and their belief enables them the mark of the beast system, creating a world ripe for the rise of the Antichrist. God bless you, and thanks for joining us on our podcast today. If you need some more information, just jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.